in our industry, posting that you're hiring has been, it's kind of an ick.
Kind of.
It is an ick.
It means
so hairstylists
everyone
are
goes,
like,
why
are you so desperate to hire? Right. Hi, everyone. I'm Sid Charisse.
And I'm David Bosher.
And you're listening to Destroy the Hairdresser,
where we teach you to salon differently. After years of searching, we finally found a software that does it all. Introducing Aura Salonware. With Aura, you have the simple tools to streamline your business, such as a card on file, settings for hourly pricing, and even station sharing options. Implement communication boundaries with clients by interacting directly through Aura. Finally, a software that takes your business as seriously as you do. If you're interested in this type of profit maximization, visit aurasalonware.com/DTH to receive special discounts and promos.
As a hairdresser, I know the struggle of managing your back bar, and that's where our friends at SalonSkill come to play. While you weigh your products with their app, SalonSkill automatically tracks your products used, making inventory management a breeze. Not to mention they also save your formula. They are a digital solution for back bar management, and they really make it easy. You know we're both big on knowing your numbers, and SalonSkill does just that. Visit salonskill.com/DTH and use the code DTH10 at checkout for 10% off your first year. Me first? You first.
When we both start, we go...
It's the millennial pause.
Is it?
I don't know. Yeah, probably.
Why do
or
we,
the breath.
Why do people do that, though? Like, what is that?
It's me animalistically letting you know that I'm talking. I'm about to say something.
My birds do that.
And that proves my point.
Interesting.
They make a...
Yeah, when they're trying to get my...
When they're trying to get your attention?
Yeah. Because I do it to them. So that's how they get my attention.
They're like, this is how he wants to be communicated.
I also got my birds a nest. It's been a game changer. Anyways, I'll post about it on Instagram. So today we're talking about people like me, people who have lives.
We're talking about hiring people with lives.
People with birds. Hire people with birds.
That have responsibilities.
Exactly. You want what I have seen is... Forget about what I've seen. Everyone's hiring from schools, mm-hmm. which I already have an issue. I already have an issue with schools. But I can tell you right now that if you hire people from cosmetology schools, you're not going to make any money.
Straight out of it.
They don't have a book.
Yeah.
It's just end of story.
The best, doesn't mean you can't hire them, but
yes,
don't.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't. But also don't expect. This is the fucked up part. They
hold
hire them and then.
Hold on.
Okay.
I have
I'll get
a whole
to my rant.
Thing.
All right, go.
I have a whole thing.
Go.
Do not hire them fresh out of school until you have a full team of like booked working hairdressers. Then once you have a full team, and by full team I mean every chair is full, even though you can hire beyond that, every chair is full. Now you start hiring people from school because you don't rely on them.
That was my problem. I was going to say is that then salon owners get bitter at the newbies who are like, I'm trying.
And
like,
then they say, but there's no one else available because they don't want to recruit, poach, mm-hmm. or headhunt. Mm-hmm. And I don't know.
I can't find someone with a book. We hear that a lot.
Yeah, guess where the person with the book is?
Yeah. They're fine.
They're working. Yeah. You got to reach out to them.
Yeah.
And what's interesting to me is that when I opened my salon in New York, I want single people that have mm-hmm. kids. I want married people that have kids. I want people that have lots of bills to pay. I want
responsibilities.
I want people to work for me that have lives and they want to live a life outside. They want to travel outside of working at the salon. You know what I mean? Like, I want them to have a whole life. And if you hire people like that, you're going to automatically have people that want to build their business behind the chair. Mm-hmm. Because when you hire someone out of school, they don't have a book. Even if they need to build one, they just don't have one. And if you hire this whole, like, all these young kids that live at home and they don't have to pay bills or rent or anything, and then they come and work one day a week and they don't really need to work and they just kind of sit there, and then I have...
The salon owners get pissed.
The salon owners like, well, they just take up space.
Like, young people don't want to work. It's like, well, if they don't
have
to...
If they live at home...
Yeah. Then they're just doing this because they like the art of it, you know, and that's okay. But also, like, that's not who you should be hiring.
That's probably not what you need.
Mm-hmm. For your business to thrive.
I think if you do live at home, I'm not saying that everyone that lives at home is not hungry, trying to make money. But there are a lot of people that live at home that I, a lot of salons I work with that have people that work for them that live at home. And just, it doesn't translate into growth.
Yeah.
The only time it translates into growth is when their parents are finally like, you have to start paying rent or you have to move out or like.
Then they're like, then all of a sudden, I need to work 2 days. Yeah. I'm putting everything on social media. Yeah.
But you know what they do? They go work at a restaurant part time.
Yeah.
Because again, they didn't put any work into building anything. So now they have to make quick money. It's just a really.
It's like a reactive cycle because they're like, yeah, I can make quick money. And they're like, sometimes that is a placeholder. Like when I first came out of school, I was working in a bar at night. But
Green Iguana. Right?
No, that was before hair school. Carmine's.
Oh, you were still around. Carmine's.
Yeah, I was working at Carmine's in Ybor City. And I would work there at night after my hair job, but my goal was to quit there. I did not want to be a bartender, but it was survival. I had to survive, and I did not have the books. Social media wasn't a thing then.
Did you live at home?
I did not live at home.
That's my point.
Yeah.
It's not that you have another job. It's that you were doing everything you could to build and ending yourself as a waiter was not.
Yeah.
That wasn't the goal.
I'm like, I didn't pay $30,000 to go to school to work in this bar.
Right. But I do think that when salon owners are looking to hire other people, they kind of just like, you can just see in their eyes, like, they're like, I don't know where to start.
Yeah.
They're like, I don't know. I post on social.
Okay. Let's talk about that. I actually did a whole TikTok on this morning while I was waiting for you to get here. And I hear this a lot too. I'm posting that I'm hiring and no one's coming to work. Huh. For me.
You know who else posts their hiring? Like Walmart. Burger King.
Yeah. Well, in our industry, posting that you're hiring has been, it's kind of an ick.
Kind of.
It is an ick.
It means
so hairstylists
everyone
are
goes,
like,
why
are you so desperate to hire? Right. Why are you so desperate to hire? I'm looking at your salon page. All I see is hair pictures and that you're hiring.
I want to work for the salon that doesn't need me.
Yes. That's like, okay, you're cool. We can take you on. And so I tell my salon owners, stop posting that you're hiring. Instead, post what you're offering. Post what makes you different. Because if a hairstylist comes across your salon page or your page as a leader on social media, and you're constantly talking about how you offer your team unlimited freedom or limited time off and unlimited, you know, schedule freedom and that they can pick their own prices and that, you know, all of these positive offers, right? That you don't charge them back bar fees, that your commission is this and all of these things.
By the way, those are all posts. So you should be taking notes.
Yeah, those are all individual posts. And then the stylist is going to go, okay, that's a different offer than the current salon I'm working for. And then who knows, they've probably been miserable at their salon or maybe they're in a suite and they're really struggling. And now they're looking at you and they're like, oh, but if you're constantly posting, I'm hiring. It's like, you might as well throw it up on Craigslist.
Okay,
Craigslist
so.
Does this even exist anymore?
It does. I have not used it since I moved to New York City.
Because hairdressers don't use LinkedIn. My wife said that to me the other day. She's like, why don't your salon owners use LinkedIn? I'm like, because hairdressers aren't going to LinkedIn. Well, not saying not.
I don't think there's a hairdresser
I've never used
option. but maybe there is.
I don't know.
It's like cosmetology. It's like some, it's not made for us.
Should make one.
I know. I thought about it.
I think Canva Me is the most equivalent to.
What's Canva? Oh, yeah.
Canva Me.
Canva you?
Canva me.
Canva us. And now a word from our sponsors.
We have partnered with Hairstory, a product line that is good for our clients, our planet, and our bank account. Have you heard of Nuwash? It's like a shampoo, but actually good for your hair. Nuwash is a cleansing cream that cleans and conditions without the harsh foams and damaging detergents found in traditional shampoos. Hairstory does things differently, creating more conscious options that respect the environment and your hair ecosystem. Ready to try Nuwash for free? Visit hairstory.com/DTH to get pro access today.
Okay, I got my first job in New York City. Well, my first job in New York City was Sally Hershberger, and that was the only reason I moved.
Yeah.
After that, after I got an ulcer and couldn't work for her anymore, I went on Craigslist and I literally, I didn't know what else to do because Destroy the Hairdresser didn't exist. Mm-hmm. So there were no like other options.
Yeah.
So I went on Craigslist and instead of looking for jobs, I posted what I was looking for. I was like, I'm a hairdresser. I have this many years experience. I've worked for these people. Here's my website. I am not interested in like joining a team. I just need to like work somewhere and I'll commission and okay. all these things. And I posted. And what's funny is the trolls existed then as well, because I would get a lot of messages from salon owners telling me that no one would ever hire me because of my request, like mm-hmm. basically what I would and would not do. And I got hired.
You did. Yep.
And
someone was like, that's my person. Yeah.
Yeah. I got hired. And I mean, that was a nightmare of its own. But Craigslist.
For different reasons. You had success there.
Yeah. I mean, Craigslist was, I would never look for someone. I would never, as a hairdresser, get a job with someone who was like on Indeed or Craig. Like, I wouldn't
even look there. We're all looking on right. social media, let's be real.
But I know that people are looking there. And so I feel confident enough to, if I were to post me as a hairdresser.
Well, you just gave me such a good idea.
That I'm confident about.
What if, like, why are hairdressers not doing that on social media? Like, Instagram and TikTok? Like, what if you made a reel?
They're terrified.
And you say, my name is so-and-so. I live in this city. I want to charge this. I have this kind of clientele.
They're going to get fired.
In this. So what? I'm saying, like, let's say they're an independent. Like,
oh, yeah.
But can you imagine putting that out there? Like, if you're a hairstylist and you're looking for a new career opportunity, you should try that and see how many salons locally start going right to you and are like,
oh, these independent.
Or what if you sent a video like that to a salon?
These independent girlies out there, which are also boys.
Mm-hmm.
Girlies is everyone.
Yeah.
I'm going to.
It's like, hey, guys.
Yeah, I'm using girlies and I really don't care. Anyone hates it. But all the salon suite girlies out there don't realize how much power they hold.
So much.
Everybody wants to hire you.
Everyone wants to hire you and get you out of that suite. You could have any job in the world.
And instead you're like, how do I make more money in my suite?
I know. I'm like, you could literally have any
job. You should go work at a commission salon and just ask for whatever you want.
I mean, can you imagine as a salon owner, if you got a video from a stylist that was like, this is what I want to charge. This is what I'm looking for in a business. This is what A, B, and C. Like, you'd probably be so, like, you'd be like, yeah. I mean, that's what we did in New York. We walked into multiple salons and said, this is how many days I can work. This is what I want to charge. This is what I want to make. This is my social media following. And this is, and we got hired.
There's some caveats, right?
Yeah.
If you're like, I want to make 60% commit, no.
Stay in your suite, boo.
Yeah, the answer is no.
But also, you're not going to make 60% in your suite.
Yeah, you don't. They go, I make 100%.
Mm-mm.
So like Sid said, we were going around saying, I want to work for you. This is what I'm looking for. The things that we were looking for are the methods that we talk about. Mm-hmm. I was looking for unlimited freedom. I wanted to set my own price point. I wanted to charge by the... I wanted like things that I didn't feel... Excuse me. I didn't feel they were too crazy, but I was also really respectful of their business.
And it was also okay for them to say no.
It was okay for them to say no. It was okay to negotiate to the point that some things that worked for them. So, for example, they were like, no, we need you to work 9 to 5. I'd be like, no, I can't. I can't do that. But one thing that I did do, I never negotiated. I wanted commission because I didn't want to rent anything.
Yeah.
So I said, I'll just take whatever commission you give everyone else because I wasn't going to try and negotiate higher than everyone else. I was like, I just need all these freedoms and I'll just take the same commission the rest of the team has. So
At
this price, but I need to be able to control my price point,
yep.
right? So if you're out there and you're taking this advice and you're like, oh, I'm going to put myself out there and say this and, you know, this is what I'm looking for. It's not you just going hard, like, I want 60% commission and
it's negotiated.
Yeah, you're saying this is what I need. And then there are some things that you're going to have to let go of.
Mm-hmm.
Like, any salon owner out there that's giving over 50% is idiotic.
Yeah. And that should be a red flag. If you walk into a salon and they're like, oh, we give 52% commission, they're probably hitting you with every fee possible. So you're really actually making like 40% or lower.
Or they're not, mm-hmm. and they're not profiting, and those doors will close.
Absolutely.
But I think hairdressers, again, we're telling all these salon suite people, like, you have a lot of power right now, which you do, but like that doesn't mean go and like destroy everyone else's business. Mm-hmm. It means understand that commission's commission, but what you do need is certain freedoms.
Yeah.
Right. And with DTH salons, which I don't know, I don't think people know that we have a salon directory.
Yeah. We have an entire salon directory.
You can go to
And what that means is they are vetted in our program. They have a coach. They're implementing our methods.
It's funny. People are like, they're like, are these all the salons? I'm like, no, there's actually
hundreds more, but
hundreds
they're
of
not,
salons.
They're not hitting all the methods, so we can't approve them on the directory.
And they're not in coaching.
Yeah.
So the rule is if you're on our directory, you have a coach. Mm-hmm. And if you leave coaching, you're off the directory. And we do that, like Sid said, that is so we can control some quality there. But go to destroythehairdresser.com/salon directory and look at like all the salons around the world. We're really big in Belgium right now.
I know.
I don't know what's going
on.
And Australia always. But like look at those salons. And because we have open door policies, work at all of them.
Yeah.
Travel around.
We've talked about this before, but we'll have a lot of salons in one area and they share stylists, which is really cool.
And then you'll have that one person who doesn't want to share anybody. Mm-hmm. And then everybody just leaves.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We have a lot of people, a lot of, how would you, you know how you have friend and enemy and it's frenemy? Yeah. What's a fan enemy? A fanemy?
Stalker?
Troll?
Yeah.
But it's like a fan troll.
A froll.
A froll. Or a trans.
I thought too long about
trans,
that.
That doesn't work. A froll.
A froll. No,
but the idea is like that we have these people that follow us. They're like, I love 98% of what you do, but I'm never going to do
unlimited time off.
I'm never going to give
that
them.
That will never work. I had someone on TikTok say, well, what happens if my stylists just don't come in at all? I'm like,
fire them?
Yeah. I'm like,
why is the question, how do I make sure people come into work?
The reality is if they're sick, they need the day off, they're going on vacation, you're not going to say, hey, you need to make it up, or you can only have one Saturday off a month. Like, that's the idea.
That's like, my husband cheats on me. What should I be doing?
I know.
You should leave.
Leave. Bye.
But no, they'll go to counseling, and the counselor will tell them they should get divorced, and they'll stop getting counseled.
It's a whole thing.
But this is like, I make that comparison because the same fucking thing. Like, well, if I do that, then they won't do this. And it's like, you shouldn't have to do that, so they do this.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I think everyone, salon owners, hairstylists, like every person when you are going into a job situation, that's business 101. Negotiation is absolutely allowed. Communication. And it's also okay to, don't get mad at the person because they can't meet your wishes. Just say, you're not the right business for me and walk off. Find another one.
Yeah. And if you're a business owner, and you can't give the person what they want, which this is funny to me too. Like, well, I really wanted to hire them, but they wanted, you know, I give 48% and they really wanted 50. And so I might just do it. No.
No. Stay true. It's your business.
Yeah. You can let someone go. Mm-hmm. You can say no to someone. They can think about it. They can come back a year later. It's everything in this industry is just very like.
Just say no.
Just say no.
Next time on Destroy the Hairdresser, the podcast.
I've actually talked to a lot of salon owners where they're like, I'm going to offer this. And I'm like, you're barely surviving. You cannot pay for health insurance right now. Mm-hmm.